Hi, my name is Aaron Kwan from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinions. Hello?
Yeah. Hi. A couple minutes.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. It looks like you started this already. Oh, yeah, you did. You already started, so I'm just going to continue it, okay? When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, they are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motor Rights Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, should the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil or 65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against the proposal?
Probably yes.
Okay, thank you. And would you say that you would definitely vote in or no? Definitely or probably? You will vote in favor?
Probably. I don't know enough about it to say definitely at
okay.
this point.
Okay, I understand. No problem. Thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate part of funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a site property tax increase. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against the proposal?
Probably yes.
Definitely? Probably yes, you said. Probably yes. Mm-hmm. I heard you. Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost you, it seems repeated, but it's a little different. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the same average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against the proposal?
Yes.
Probably or definitely?
Probably.
Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year, 10 years to maintain, per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? I'm going to reach the same. I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. The second one reads, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one closest to your opinion?
The $70 one,
slightly less money. Okay, thank you. That's the first one, okay. From the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to reach you that list. Reducing traffic and congestion, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving local roads and infrastructure, improving public education and local schools, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, controlling growth and development, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting water quality and water supply, making housing more affordable. Which one do you think they should be focused on most for you and your family? To help you and your family.
I think the roads and traffic.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Followed by just one or?
No, you can give me more than one. That's the guess. What else do you think is important?
I think the water quality one is important.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Sounds like we've got a lot of aged infrastructure there.
Okay. Proven, holding, protecting, doing, controlling, by the quality of water supply. Okay. Okay, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your city, township, governments are favorable or unfavorable?
The city government?
Yeah, your city or township, yeah. Favorable or unfavorable?
Kind of neither. I don't know much about them, honestly.
So no, you can say no opinion, you know?
Yeah, no opinion.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Grand Traverse County government, and not, this is the your city or township government. This is Grand Traverse County government. There's a difference. This is the whole county.
Yeah.
Favorable, unfavorable, no opinion.
Again, no opinion.
Okay, thank you. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, about right?
About right.
Thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this taxpayer's fund on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say that you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Trust or not?
Okay, trust them. Trust.
Probably or definitely trust?
Probably.
Thank you, okay.
Trust and verify.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're right. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To protect open space from residential and commercial development. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
As strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks. Approve or disapprove?
Can you repeat that? Hello.
Yes. To improve, no problem. To improve connectivity, connecting for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks. In other words, the trail will be connected, you know, to the residents, be
people
easy to get to
use
school, workplace, or shop.
Yeah.
Do you approve or disapprove?
Yeah,
strongly
approve.
Or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To promote local economic development, approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat? Thank you. To promote health and wellness, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve somewhat.
Thank you. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling, approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. To maintain existing trails, approve or disapprove?
Approve strongly.
Thank you. To promote recreational opportunities, approve or disapprove?
Approve somewhat.
Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options, approve or disapprove?
Approve somewhat.
Thank you. To plan and construct new trails, approve or disapprove?
Approve somewhat.
Thank you. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space, approve or disapprove?
Approve strongly.
Thank you. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. Insurance The current trail network in Grand Travis County is well maintained. What's more important to you? Construction?
I guess the second one, maintaining.
The insurance, the county is well maintained. Thank you.
Yeah.
The Grand Travis County, thank you. You will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Travis County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Will that make it more likely or less likely to be in favor of the proposal? Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thanks.
Yeah, I probably won't reach it.
There will be a full public disclosure of all project spending. More likely or less likely?
More likely, somewhat.
Thank you. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Yeah, much more.
Thank you. A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes. More likely or less likely?
More likely, somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Travis County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. In favor of this proposal, if each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Travis County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Convincing or no?
Not really.
I'm sorry?
No, not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Thanks. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Travis County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
Thanks. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Travis County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. Convincing or no?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Grand Travis County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Convincing or no?
Yes, very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal.
Question, how much longer is it going to be?
We are already at 50%.
50?
Okay. Yes.
I have to run. I have to pick up my son.
Okay.
In like 2 minutes.
All right. Can I call you back later on? How long?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Maybe after 8 o'clock.
Okay. No problem. I'll call you back then. Thank you.
Well, actually, it's 7:45. Make it 9 o'clock. Sorry.
9 o'clock. Okay.
Thanks.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. 9 o'clock. What day is this? This is Michigan, right? What is it? Yeah, but I have to call him at 9 o'clock. I want to know the time on that state. Yeah, what state is this? Michigan, right?